Betsy Pringle.
Here.
Elsie Weber.
Here.
Rick Whitney.
Here. For tonight's meeting, we will begin with an oath of office swearing in our new member, Brian Gothrop, followed by readings of an approval of minutes from four meetings, and then council member reports and comments, work program review, requests from the audience. We'll be taking final action on the Kirkland Children's Master Plan, and then a discussion regarding the Joint Select Committee on Junior Taxing Districts, and a review of our calendar. So with that, Brian, would you please
come on down?
Come on down.
And Brian is your newly appointed member. So, raise your right hand. Do you, Brian Gothrop, having been appointed to the office of Houghton Community Council, position number 7, solemnly swear that you will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of this office as prescribed by law and to the best of your ability, and that you will support and maintain the Constitution of the State of Washington and of the United States of America?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. Let the record show that Phil Goggins has arrived.
Thank you, Kathy.
And so our next...
Just in time for the clap.
Our next item on the agenda is the reading and approval of the minutes, and I would entertain a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
So moved.
Is it seconded?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, good.
I have to abstain from voting on minutes because I didn't get my packet.
Well,
unless I look at somebody else.
Unless you're a speed reader. So
mine came in the mail today, tonight.
I had the same experience myself. Did everybody's arrive into the mail today?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get to check my mail today.
Okay.
I didn't check my mail tonight, so that's probably why. That's why.
Must have been holidays.
Holidays. That damn mail service.
Yeah. Don't get me started. Do not.
Okay. At any rate, did you guys get a chance to look at them? I did take the time to read
point
them.
Point of order.
Well, we shouldn't be.
Hey, shut up, sir.
Maybe we should be having a reading of the minutes if you haven't had a chance to read them. But let's start with the minutes from the August 27th meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of that meeting? The chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved. Okay. Next, we have the minutes from the October 15th meeting, which was for the special meeting for our selection and appointment of the council member. Any additions or corrections to that?
No.
Not for me. Doesn't look like it.
Anybody have any suggestions? Okay. How about moving to approve the minutes?
I move we approve the minutes of October 15th.
Be sure and speak into the mic.
I've said it again?
I don't think you recorded, Elsie.
I move that we accept the minutes of October 15th as written.
It's been moved to approve the minutes of the October
Second
15th
those.
Meeting. It's seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Okay. The next minutes are from the October 15th meeting of a regular meeting. Any additions or corrections? Anyone care to make a motion?
I move that we approve the October 15th. This is the 7:05.
Correct.
Yeah. Minutes as written.
Seconded.
Submitted.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
So and
that, just for the record, was the public hearing. And then following the public hearing, we had another meeting that was our regular meeting on October 15th. Any additions or corrections to the minutes from that meeting?
I'd like to back up for a second.
Yeah.
My name's spelled wrong on the October 15th public hearing meeting.
Well, it's too late. I'm kidding.
Come on. Snooze, you lose.
That's interesting. Yeah, we've got you spelled with one B and two Bs and in the same night.
Not to be.
To be or not to be. Okay. Well, I think we can make that correction, probably. All right. Any additions or corrections to the last minutes of the October 15th, the 8:30 meeting? Okay. If not, anyone care to move approval?
I move that we approve the October 15th meeting minutes from the 8:30 p.m. meeting as submitted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Good. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. Let the record show that Laura Hine is with us. And we are moving on to council member reports and comments. Anybody have anything they'd care to share with us? None at all? John.
Okay. Today, Rick.
Do you want to, now you notice that on the agenda, John, we've got a discussion of the Joint Select Committee under new business. And so if you're going to be talking about that, then might as well save that for.
Well, we're going to save that for new business.
Okay.
Continuation of old business, unfinished business. Well, why would that be under new business?
Somebody typed it there?
Has it been on your agenda before?
I
think so, but that's all right. It doesn't matter. Okay. It could be almost like a committee report, but regardless, we'll be taking it up. Any other items to report or comment on? We certainly welcome Brian to the council and hope that we're able to keep you around for a long time. Okay.
Thank you.
So with that, work program review, anything?
I second that.
Nothing, Nancy?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't think we have an audience to make any requests from the audience, so we'll move on to the unfinished business for the final action on the Kirkland Children's School Master Plan. And I would like to make a note for the record that in the packet that we got, it has the recommendation subject to the four conditions set forth in section 2B or 1B of Exhibit A.
It doesn't have the conditions.
But Exhibit A is not included.
Yeah.
So that's a little problematic when we're making final approval without having those conditions.
Do you know what they are? Do you have them?
Nothing changed through the process. So the conditions would have been the same as when you...
What the staff recommended in the staff report.
Okay. And then you didn't change them, and then the council didn't change them, so...
And the hearing examiner didn't. Everybody...
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So all along the line, everybody approved it as staff had recommended.
Well, if I remember correctly, they were that they should submit, or they shall submit a lighting plan, those sorts of things. So those were the code.
Well, as long as it's no changes, and we're happy with what we previously approved, then it should be no problem to just... confirm what we've already decided.
Yeah, I move to approve. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
So it's resolution 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, resolution are the 4944?
No.
Own community council resolution.
The HCC resolution is the last page of the
packet. 2012-10.
Oh, yes.
2012-10.
All right, resolution 2012-10.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion, any further discussion on this?
Rick, I just wanted to mention, just for full transparency, that my son attends Kirkland Community or Children's School, so
yeah,
it doesn't, I don't think, affect anything. But
he probably wouldn't be voting on this one anyway because he wasn't. You weren't part of the public hearing as far as sitting.
Yeah, you would need to have been part of that. So you're okay anyway, Brian.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll just mark you down as.
You don't get to vote, but.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Is abstaining.
Any other discussion? Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve resolution 2012-10, approving the master plan for the Kirkland Children's School. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed. And let the record note that Ryan Gothrop has abstained. So, with that, now we will discuss the Joint Select Committee on Junior Taxing Districts. John, would you care to...
Oh, look what I found on the second page under new business.
Are we approving the comp plan thing tonight, too?
No. But I'm sure you're going to be ready for it when we do.
Well, no kidding.
Okay. I see you got your homework there. Okay. John?
Today was the fourth or fifth meeting that the select committee had for looking at junior taxing districts and junior governments. Owen Community Council and East Bellevue Community Council were on the agenda. Rick and I went down. Steve Kasner and Bill, forgot Bill's last name, and
Ken Seals.
And
Ken Seals,
Ken Seals went down as well. We presented to the committee. Unfortunately, three of the eight members from the Senate were not in attendance. I think from our standpoint or view today, that was unfortunate because those were three of the ears that we think we could have fall in our favor, and they were just, they were actually at another meeting, so not at this meeting. I think Rick did an absolutely stellar job today in presenting pieces. He did a great job. I think, unfortunately, they fell on deaf ears. There are two more committee meetings. Representative Springer has said that they'll take no more testimony and they will be study sessions only. Again, the purpose of this committee is to review junior governments for more efficiency in the overall state government system. They need to do one of three things with the 1,700 plus groups within these categories. Recommend some sort of combining together with other groups of like. Number two, disband the organization altogether. And number three, make no recommendation for action at all. Since the community councils are specifically targeted of the 1,700 groups by name, and since we have been told already today that at least four of the members in attendance today, maybe the fifth, will proceed with suggesting some sort of legislation to eliminate us. We don't know how that'll appear. We don't know what mechanism it'll take. It could be at like a House Bill 1812, or it could be something else. That we will now have to move forward and begin preparation to attack this like we did the two previous times in the House, in a House committee, and then hopefully not in the Senate, but perhaps in the Senate. Okay? We don't know the outcome of the recommendation. We don't know what the recommendation will be, just that the indications from today, at the end of the meeting today, it sounds like they will proceed. I think in discussing with selection committee, I think we did everything we could to present our case. It just fell on deaf ears. I think we had a big red bullseye on our back from the beginning. Okay? So, action plans for us. Number one, Representative Assay is a so-called lame duck member this year. She was voted out of office, so she'll be in committee for another 3 weeks. She is actually supporting our side. That's what she mentioned to me today. She's asked for some information on the historical facts of why Houghton gave up its township to be absorbed into the city of Kirkland. I told her today that I didn't want to incorrectly mention hearsay evidence, that I would actually find the historical reference. I need some help from someone to talk with the historical people, and I'm sure that there's something that exists already, and I'd like to get that to her by Wednesday. I did commit to her to get it to her by Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
This Wednesday, not tomorrow, but the next day. So, and like I said, I'm sure that the Historical Society has this.
Yes.
It might even be one of the little blurbs in the Lakeview and the Central Houghton group. But it's going to do two things. It's going to answer her question specifically and keep the door open for us to, with open arms, go back and chat with her further. Okay? So if I could get some help from somebody on that, that would be great. I'll ask specifically for names in a little bit. Number two, we now need to go to our constituency group that supported us last time and ask them for support again. We should focus on the Lakeview neighborhood and the Central Houghton neighborhood. What we need to have assistance with is, number one, sending emails to the senators and the legislators, making a phone call to the senators and representatives. If they wanted to handwrite a letter, great. And possibly get ready to show up in support when we fight the fight next. Simply be in the audience, not necessarily speak, but just to show in physical numbers. After some consideration, I believe we should not go to the effort of gathering petitions and votes. It's very laborious, and I think 50 signatures is worth about as much as one well-informed phone call to a senator or representative. Phone calls really, really make the difference. In fact, that was mentioned today. Wow, where did all these people come from? So we really made an impact last time, and we need to do that again. Okay? So again, emails, phone calls, perhaps a written letter if somebody would prefer to do it that way, and maybe physically showing up just in show of force.
Are those email addresses and phone call numbers in the email that went out to people?
They are. I did chat with Carol, the Houghton neighborhood.
Carol Buckingham? Kathy Whiteside.
I think I sent it to Carol.
On Buckingham.
I think my memory's failing me on that. One of the two. And I gave her all of the links. So if I, on the email that should be sent, the three things that we need to attack, number one, this select committee is looking to either combine, eliminate, or leave alone. We do in fact have quick reasons why combining really doesn't work, while combining us, or while eliminating us doesn't work in our mind, and while leaving us alone is the right mechanism per RCW 14, which is the statute that that we follow in our charter. Okay. So in terms of combining us together with the city of Bellevue doesn't make any sense, because we serve different functions, we have different purposes, we have different issues that we need to deal with, and in fact we're in different cities. Combining us back with the city of Kirkland would in all effectiveness not combine us, but eliminate us, so that doesn't really make sense from a combining standpoint as well. Eliminating us is really what Representative Springer mentioned that he wants to do, because he says fundamentally he believes that we have a special privilege that is not enjoyed by others, which he doesn't feel is proper. It's that simple for him, just a matter of principle. So coming up with some justification reasons why it may in fact be something special, it is not unjust by any means. It's just, we're following the exact mechanism in RCW 14 that states why we should exist, how we should exist, how we should act. And that we have a mechanism to dissolve us that we've been following every 4 years by this vote to continue our charter. In terms of leaving us alone, that would be the prey to the committee, is to simply allow the mechanism in the statutes for our vote to continuance every 4 years to be what allows us to continue, and to not have it simply be by the stroke of a pen from the legislatures to eliminate us. The recommendations will get coagulated in December, late December, somehow written down in January and presented to next session of the group, which starts, I think, mid-January-ish. I think it's when they start. Okay? Any phone calls that could be
had? Yes. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to sort out my notes. You said there were three main points. Mm-hmm. Were the three points the three different actions that could be taken, or three right. different? Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to sort out what the three
combine us, were. Eliminate okay. us, those leave were, us alone.
Okay.
Jen, I also have a question, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Just to pause. If we happen to be talking to people in the community that want to write an email, phone call, and handwrite a letter, would those all be counted separately?
Yes, each individual, husband and wife, if they write a separate email, it counts twice.
But if the same person emailed, called, and wrote a letter, would that just be?
It would count as one person, but the weight of the matter would be
Really.
Would be added. It would be voluminous, actually. It would,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. I would do any and all of it.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying you want the letters and the emails and everything right now? You don't want to wait until later?
So I think it's a two-pronged step.
Okay.
The first prong is to the select committee now, mm-hmm. which they're trying to decide. Do we combine you, do we eliminate you, or do we leave you alone? That's the first step. If we're unsuccessful in swaying them, we're going to need five people to say leave us alone. And right now we're positive four are saying poll. Okay?
How many is in the committee?
Eight. If we're unsuccessful in our bid with the select committee to not leave us alone, and they recommend some action happen for this next legislation group, it will start in the House with some sort of bill or action. Then it'll go to a committee, a Senate committee, and if they recommend it going to the House, it will go to the House. So, right now there's only eight people to email. If it goes to the representatives, there's what?
96
of them. 96 of them. So the workload is emailing is easy, but the phone calls are more. And then if it goes to the Senate committee, there'll probably be eight of those people. And then if it goes to the Senate, there's 36. I don't know. There's less senators than representatives. Okay, I should know that number. Paint my face red.
It's like 52 or something.
So, just to reiterate, the select committee, if it's a recommendation to proceed with this bill, what's the next step? It goes to the House, to a committee?
So they will recommend some sort of action. It's a bill, it's something, and then that'll go to the House of Representatives. So the representatives then will craft something. Larry Springer's and some of his people will craft it because they're the ones that want to push this through. And then they'll present it to the House of Representatives to vote on to go to the Senate floor. In between the House of Representatives and the Senate floor is a Senate committee that will discuss it and make a recommendation. The House passed this bill, should the bill go to the Senate floor and be voted on. And remember, the first time Mr. Springer pulled the bill at the very last moment, what he told me face-to-face was that he understood there was some issues with people feeling that this was a bit underhanded, and he did not want the bill to proceed with that air about it, so he pulled it. The second time, it died in committee. That means the committee could not come to consensus to make a recommendation to have it go to the Senate floor for a vote. So since they really couldn't make a recommendation, it died. That's what happened the second time. We don't want it to go to a Senate committee. We'd like it to be killed in the representatives, House of Representatives.
So I've been wondering, there's a number of these the people on this committee who don't have anything to do with Kirkland. They've got other constituencies. And I'm just wondering if we were to know perhaps people who might be residents, citizens that actually reside in their districts, if it would be of any value to ask them to send letters saying something to the effect of, you know, this is a municipal issue that's has to do with another locality, it has nothing to do with what we elected you for, something to that effect. You know, why are you spending, you know, our representational time meddling in another municipality's affairs, essentially?
I think that's a great idea. And the more people that call, the better.
Okay.
It's interesting. I'm not sure if it was we had this conversation or had this conversation with Steve Kasner, but we just looked in the room today with the senators and the representatives and the staff people and all the people in the audience and just kind of added up the hourly wage, and that was like 3 years worth of our little budget. I mean, it was a massive amount of money.
And granted, they're looking at, you know, 1,700 other taxing districts, and maybe some of those are, you know, cross county lines or something. I mean, maybe those are legitimately some kind of state business. But to include our locally agreed upon process in that, yes, we follow state legislation that empowers us to exist, but the decision to do so rested within municipalities that we represent.
Correct. And also, just to help everyone think through this, I think what this committee is doing, we all should applaud this. To make our government more efficient is a wonderful thing. So I think the process is to be applauded. The issues that they're grappling with as us is that of duplicity, and are we obstructionists in our process and working with the city council? And one of the things that we did mention today was that in fact we're able to work at a much more grassroots level than the city council. We're able to spend more time dealing with things with the citizens within our purview area to help understand what the issues are, how they would like them to be resolved, how we could get them resolved, work and get all that packaged up, sent up to the city council for their 2-minute review of the situation.
Kind of pre-digest the information.
And so there's value in that, okay? And then the other issue that was brought up is that the cost and burden that it was felt unfair that the entire city of Kirkland bears our cost burden, when in fact what was the town of Houghton by itself in its tax revenue, both residential and small bit of commercial, far exceeds what anybody has estimated our budget to be. And that tax revenue would not have come into the city of Kirkland if Houghton had stayed its own town. So I think, in effect, the constituency group where we are does, in fact, pay for
it's
our
not free. If this committee is looking at cost-saving measures, this is not a cost-saving measure to do away with us.
So it's interesting. The state auditor or someone from the state auditor's office was there. I don't know if he was actually the state auditor or somebody from the state auditor's office. Mm-hmm. He talked about four things that they look for when they audit an organization, these some 1,700 smaller governments. And of those items, number one is that they were not monitored by the larger government, either the city or the county with which they lie. They're simply not monitored by that group at all. Number two, they're not governed appropriately as to how they fit in that larger government. Number three, they're distressed financially. They don't have enough money to operate properly, which Ironically, there were 58 hospital districts that they say are overfunded and financially distressed right now. It was number one on the list, which is a bit scary. Mm-hmm. Item number four that he talked about is that we're non-compliant with the laws and regulations in which we have purview over. So I go through those four items that the state auditor mentioned that they find as the main issues that the smaller governments have. We don't have those. We are monitored by Kirkland. We do fit in with their issues. We're not distressed financially, and we have lots of wonderful people like Nancy to make sure that we don't step outside of the laws and make mistakes. Thank you, Nancy. So, again, multi-step process, calling the committee group. Then probably January, February, we'll have to start calling representatives. And I think just information to a group of people that can climb on board to assist us is really what we need. Okay, we need to start talking about it. And through that discussion, we're going to find an awful lot of people that, it's okay. They think it's time for us to go. And so the important point there is to impress upon those that do feel it's time for us to go. Would you rather have someone make that decision for you, or would you rather make it yourself? If you'd rather make it yourself, you should vote on it yourself and not leave that task to someone else. And I think that's the important message for those that think we should go.
So you mentioned petitions and that would not be an effective use of time.
Not at
in
this particular time.
Affecting the decision being made. However, the one thing that I can see a petition being worth somebody's time for, and there have been people, I think, at the Central Houghton Neighborhood Association who said, you know, we'd be happy to go and collect signatures on a petition. One purpose that would serve would be to have a list of contacts of people who we can then keep in the loop about what's going on and contact as far as, you know, it's time to contact your committee member, it's time to do this, we need people to come to Olympia. Can you come? So while it may not be as effective as individual emails, letters, phone calls, I can still see that should somebody come forth and want to spend their time doing that, it could still be worth that effort.
And perhaps
those people could be asked, you know, mm-hmm. we're collecting these signatures. This is basically our database. We'll send this off to Olympia, but what really is going to make the impact is if you would please and have a handout that we give people when they sign that petition saying, here are the people to contact, here are some talking points, please call, please email, please write.
I like all of that a lot. I think the signature gathering is probably the most laborious of the processes. I love the idea of it simply being a flyer handout or please sign up so the neighborhood, Lakeview, Central mm-hmm. Houghton, can send you information. Mm-hmm. If you're in a different neighborhood, please mark that, and we'll make sure your contact information is forwarded to the right mm-hmm. chair mm-hmm. of that neighborhood association so you can be put on their email list.
Which brings to mind another question. I know people have spoken to me personally about appreciating the fact that Houghton Community Council exists, even though we don't represent them because they live in a different neighborhood in the city. Is it worthwhile having those people also send letters?
Yes. Any and all. I really believe any and all.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
That was my sense, but I just wanted to make sure we had that.
So I started out by saying I need some help with the historical aspect.
You're going to have it by this Wednesday? I mean, tomorrow's Tuesday.
I really think it's as simple as simply finding it or calling somebody on the committee.
I'm probably the most connected with that.
Perfect.
I'll look at the stuff I have at home, but I don't think I have exactly.
I know that Alan Stein, who's with History Link, worked very hard on Houghton issues years ago, and I don't know if I still have what he wrote, but he wrote a really long article about it. There's a book called Our Foundering Fathers by Arlene Ely, which only the Heritage Society has a copy of it, but it talks about how this all came about and the infighting and all the votes that it took, and Alan has all that information. But I don't know if the Heritage Society is open tomorrow. I mean, can you just call, what's her name?
Louita Hawkins.
Huh?
Louita Hawkins.
Louita? Do you know Louita Hawkinson?
She's certainly come and chatted with us, but that's it from my side.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she a supporter of the Houghton Community Council?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She'd hide sublimitable
text. You want to make sure that she's...
Well, she should...
Yeah, no, I think they all are. I mean, I know Bob Burke is, and... I think everybody
so,
on there...
Okay.
So is it possible that maybe you do a little bit of that legwork with me because of my day tomorrow, and...
I'm going to try to. I mean, I've got a full day tomorrow, too, with meetings starting at 9:30. But I can go home tonight and start digging through what I have. I could start sending emails... to Alan. I don't have Alan's email, but I can get to Louita and
Okay. Hopefully,
you know, Heritage Society people. But it definitely does exist. It exists in print. And we can, you know, I wish you didn't have to have it Wednesday.
Why is there a Wednesday?
I believe, too, there's a bunch of newspaper clippings right there by the bus, well, what used to be the bus stop in front of the Met Market. On 68th, the
historical marker.
Yeah.
I was going to say
there's a lot of information there.
The historical marker, the Central Houghton Neighborhood Association put that in, but it was all the research that that's Alan Stein wrote it, and that's all about there was once a town called Houghton, and it's a brief synopsis, but. You'd have to go down and sit and write the whole thing down or take a picture.
My wife took a picture of it. She didn't get a great picture of it, but I even read it just from the pictures.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, and I may have the text somewhere. I would just have to dig through all my thing because I edited it for him. But this has been 15 years ago or something like that, but I can probably find it.
If we had more time, we could probably get the book. But from one of the older people in the neighborhood, but we don't have any time to.
Is there any?
I don't think anybody has.
It doesn't exist, like at the library.
It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist except maybe on microfilm or maybe one at the Heritage Society.
Maybe it's at Amazon.com.
No, probably not.
It does sound like
not a Kindle version.
Should exist at the library.
And phone numbers? Is she putting that on the web or on the?
Who's she?
Email. Carol?
I thought
she did send out, I think Kathy or Carol did send out an email, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got yours too. Is that the
Oh, that's the one that I forwarded to you.
Okay, I was trying to find email addresses on there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find any.
I wasn't sure the email addresses.
There was just names.
Yeah.
So if I could get something tomorrow, I'll send essay.
Yeah. I'll get as much as I can.
A link, and I'll make sure the door is kept open. And
I will look and see what I have, because
I believe, too, that there's a brief history anyway on
I don't have the
Carol Buckingham's site on the neighborhood.
The Houghton Lives site.
Yeah, on their website. I think it's houghtonlives.com or .org. I'm not sure. And there's a history there as well. I don't know how detailed it is, but it is certainly...
Did she say why she needs it on Wednesday? I mean, couldn't she be stalled for days?
Why they need it on Wednesday is Wednesday morning, staff is going to summarize all the testimony today and put it in a synopsis for the legislator group, the select committee. And they're going to have that information to review in preparation for the study session on Monday, 1 week from today. Okay. One of the things that I'll be doing is summarizing our points into very quick bullet points. We still need to talk about that. And I'll work with Steve Kasner from East Bellevue to send what we would like to be the summary that staff prepares to send off to the group. Instead of have them go, what did he say again? And I have to listen to that. I don't want to listen to the tape. So that's one of the things that I'll be working on together with the East Bellevue group. we want the information to them Wednesday so they have it all in the front and they can review it at one time, because I think if we get it to them later, it won't get reviewed.
So actually it needs to be to you tomorrow night.
Or Wednesday morning sometime. I can just ping it right off. I mean, I've got some.
I will look. I can't promise. I know I've got a lot of junk and I'll find
it. Me too. I'm thinking anything I wrote was on a computer that's long dead, so I'd have to.
So if it might be something as simple as just grab the little blurb out of the Central Houghton.
Well, yeah, but I think there's more. And I've got about 4 books on the history of the East Side at home, and I think I can cobble something together with what I've written before for the Central Houghton people and for the Heritage Society and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
Because it was definitely, and I have, remember I tried to use it as the RCW, I have the agreement between Kirkland and the city of Houghton. Remember?
Well, if you could dig that up, that'd be great.
It should be a matter of legislative
because you just have the RCWs?
No. I have, because I thought I had something else, and I gave it to Rick, and Rick goes, no, that's not what this is.
Yeah.
I'll look for that. You've got that.
The statute basically says if two organizations above 3,000 people are going to join, these are the rules they follow. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really that simple.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second thing that I need is I'd like to ask somebody call the Lakeview and the Central Houghton chairs of the Neighborhood Association and give them my 50-cent book report. Just let them know that we'll follow up with them and get an email to them, and I don't really know when I'm going to have time to.
Are you going to do that, Laura?
Maybe what I type as a summary we can get off. So, but if somebody would just call and let them know, because mm-hmm. I do know that they want to ping and send an email mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. as to where we're at. So if somebody would just call and give them a quick book report, that'd be great.
I will take that on. Perfect. I have my notes.
Okay.
Anna Rising has already sent something out.
And Anna Rising has sent something out as well. And
did she go down?
No.
Okay.
No, and her mother,
Nancy
Rising, was not feeling well today. Oh. She sent me an email, and she wanted to go down, but she wasn't feeling up to it, so she didn't. She has already sent a letter to the senators, Rick, you could maybe call and ask her if it'd be appropriate if what she sent to the legislative group could get forwarded to the neighborhood council.
Oh, I get it, yeah.
Okay. Am I forgetting anything?
No, but the rest of us want to thank you guys for going down there and taking your time to.
Oh, it's just all day. It's no big deal. Don't worry.
Thank you, guys.
It was a big effort. We really appreciate it.
You don't have a job or anything, either one of you.
I wanted to ask you, John, when did they, I don't remember them asking or commenting about the operating costs, or was that done outside of the official meeting discussion?
That was sort of a, that was a comment in passing that Representative Orcott made.
Okay.
Like to say I'm willing to take a pay cut.
No. I'm sorry. That was Assay asked that question about who pays for certain things during our testimony.
Well, the only question was who pays for the election.
She asked about the election.
That was it. And I said, yeah, that's a city paid for, but it's part of the cost of the election, so it's not significant. I mean, it's like a few thousand bucks every 4 years. Yeah.
But there's already an election going on, so I mean.
There is, but they still make an allocation. There is some cost for having that additional ballot issue. I didn't think they really didn't make much of a point. Had they made that point, I would have countered, as I told you I would, by saying, you know, if you think that the cost is an issue, you guys could. Elsie.
Are we supposed to be talking now?
If you're going to be talking, I want you to be on record. Okay, thank you. Had they made an issue out of cost, then I would have said, you know, you guys have the ability to authorize Right now, the problem is there is no authority for any special source of raising revenues from Houghton to pay for the Houghton Community Council. And so, and John and I disagree about this. I think it would be not nominal, and I think that it's not an unreasonable expectation if we get the benefit for us to pay the cost, the direct cost of the, of this. And I think that would then completely eliminate their whole argument on that. But they didn't make that argument.
And somebody's got to come up with a cost.
Yeah, you'd have to do some sort of
accounting. This is how much you owe and why and how it's being spent.
Yeah, right. They had a report on the Finance Committee 2 years ago that was bloated because it was in a year that we did the Shoreline Management Plan. We had $20,000 in consultants' fees for the Shoreline Management Plan, big allocations of staff time because of the extra time that we had for that. I mean, it was not representative, and it was an election year. So it was like all these things combined.
It was the most expensive that it could possibly it was. Ever be.
There were a lot of things in there that didn't.
Yeah. So I could have, you know, I could pick it apart, but we didn't choose to go that route because they're not focusing on that issue. Larry himself told me that, you know, it really is insignificant in the big scheme of things. So that's really not it. Larry's issue is it's unfair.
Right.
And I do believe it's a matter of principle to him. He thinks that it's frankly unfair that a small group has this special privilege that the rest of the city doesn't have, and it unfairly we get unfair advantage from that. So, right or wrong, that's where he's coming from.
I don't agree.
Yeah. So. The only thing that I know that you came away from the meeting feeling kind of down, but John, even if they've got four votes, and I don't think we should, I think it's really likely, because I think Larry wouldn't have gotten people on that committee unless he thought that they would be friendly towards his cause. Mm-hmm. So he's already loaded the committee to begin with. But he doesn't have that much influence on the Senate side, and that's really where we can pick him off. And if the vote turns out to be 5-3 or 4-3, maybe somebody abstains, or, you know, that's a hell of a lot better than a 7-1 or 8-0 vote. I think it's going to be much more significant and much less persuasive to try to force legislation if it's a tight outcome. So we should not in any way back off. I think we should be going full bore and trying to persuade those remaining members and maybe even cast some seeds of doubt in the ones that Larry's been. We did. I mean, actually, we were getting some reasonable questions today, but then I really thought that the opportunity to speak on, they asked about our geographic location and whether we were surrounded by the entire city or whether we were like on one edge of the city. And I said, yeah, we're on the south end. And topographically, we're very distinct from the rest of the city. And that's a significant criteria for your land use decisions. We've got this slope area with views that most of the city doesn't enjoy. By far. And so, you know, I appreciated that they asked that question. I said, there really is, we're distinct. And so we were getting good questions, but then after the questions, Larry kind of went over and just kind of had this little private conversation with the guy that was asking those questions. And then it was kind of, oh, and then it's like, okay, you know, Larry just kind of did his little thing on the side. So, I mean, that's how it works. And that's reality. So, I think he's right in his assessment that the Larry's pretty much got at least four of the votes, but we shouldn't give up on the others. Let's see.
Nor should we give up on the four.
I mean, no, exactly.
We need to get the
press. Yeah, we should hit them all. Yeah.
So I have a question. The 1,700 different minor districts or whatever, junior districts, are we being singled out from everybody else?
Yes, because we're not a junior taxing district. We have no taxing authority. So these are districts that have authority to collect money from people. Some don't exercise that authority. Some do, but they all have that kind of ability. There were two identified groups that the auditor's office mentioned, PADs and PDFs, and I don't remember what the acronyms were, but they were two different little entities, but they all have that ability. We don't, which is why the Joint Select Committee specifically identified us as junior taxing districts and municipal corporations. There's two of us. So our worst fear is if if they make some recommendation to say hospital districts have to join cross borders and share mowing equipment and get rid of community councils and hire the same hedge trimmers. You know, if they just bury us in a big legislation, that'd be very difficult to pry us out of that legislation. So if they do decide to make a recommendation to proceed with consolidating us or eliminating us, we really want that to be like House Bill 1812. It's just us all by ourselves.
And so that one of the first points is that we are separate from the other 1700 whatever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We are very distinct. That's why
districts.
Yeah, in the title we're specifically right. separated from them. Yeah,
and there's just two of us.
Yep.
And if they just dropped us off the list and didn't bother doing anything with us, they could put all their energy into focus on those junior taxing districts, which right. is what their title really is about.
Yeah.
Good thinking, Laura. You write that, please.
Although, I forget which one it was. He, at the very first meeting we went to, he said, do not ask to be removed from this process because that's why you're here, to be discussed. Don't ask to be removed from the process.
We can still be asked to just be allowed to.
At the end of this select committee.
Now that you've had all of this stuff, we'd just like to be left alone.
Yeah. But no, he point blank said, don't ask for that.
Who said that?
One
of the members.
It was one of the senators because he wasn't there today. I forget which one it was. Sorry. It's a bit like a box of M&Ms right now. You know, red ones, green ones, blue ones, purple ones, yellow ones.
Peanut or plain.
And there's two yellow ones in there, and it's us. Yeah.
I think that if any of us, or maybe through other people, we have the ability to influence people who are in key positions in the House or Senate, even if they're not on this committee, that can be extremely valuable. And so I want you to be thinking about that as well, because in the the likelihood that this does progress into the House and Senate, then that's where we're going to have to, that's where we could stop it. I think that's really what happened last time.
So our first effort is to stop it before it gets that far.
Yep.
Second effort is once, if it goes out of this committee, which we're hoping it does not, if it does go out of this committee and they have a recommendation, it'll go to some committee in the House.
Yeah.
And we don't know at this point in time what committee that
will be. Oh, no, it'll be a local government committee that Larry chairs. No, okay. It'll definitely go through that.
And do we know at this point in time who's on that local government committee?
Larry will, he'll get it through his committee.
But that doesn't mean that we can't still influence the members of the committee.
I agree. It'd be, better to have a split recommendation than a unanimous.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So if we can find out
who's on that local government committee.
Right. So as soon as we find out what happens from here, and if it does, in fact, pass out of this little group, then we can immediately jump on starting to influence those people.
Yeah.
So we get ahead of the game instead of waiting until, oh, it's already there, and these are the people, and they're about to vote, and oh, my gosh, we've got to do something.
Yeah.
Are those committee assignments already made, or are they still
in? I do not know. I don't know.
I'm still wondering if they collapse the sewer districts and get rid of them, how the city of Kirkland's going to take over, North Shore Utility District. I'm just not sure how that's going to happen. I don't know.
I'm looking at Elsie and I'm thinking back to our retreat and where she was talking about the analogy with the Super Bowl and you give your plans to your opposition and tell them exactly what you're going to do.
Oh, you did remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember. And here we are on public record telling me.
Saying everything we're going to do.
But at the end of the day,
doing that.
These are very very smart people. Without us telling them exactly what we're going to do. If they believe for a moment that we're reasonably thinking people, they know exactly what we're going to do. We don't have to tell them. They already know because it's the natural course of events. So.
The only other I don't think it's worth pursuing, but if somehow we could actually get the city council to affirmatively oppose any legislation, that would certainly help. But I don't want to. We already had this discussion. We don't want to go there unless you know the result.
Really,
because if it backfires and they do recommend it, that definitely hurts us.
Yeah.
So.
That's a little further down the line. We got to work this one step at a time.
Yeah.
And Rick and I have talked about it. I think it's good the city council just staying out of the fight.
Yeah.
I think that's perfectly appropriate.
I think they'll just take it.
Okay. So, got a game plan?
So, Betsy, let me know when you can, and Laura. Just give me the high sign that's done. I think what I'll do is the bullet list that I need to prepare to send to the staff people for the select committee. Probably what I'll do is work on it with Steve Kazner and have him send it. Steve is way better at this sort of political connection thing. He's really good at it. He's really good at it. I'll let him send it up. So we'll get that done, and then I'll take that cheat sheet and we'll get it to the neighborhood association.
Yeah, let's just make sure that whatever we send out has all the email addresses and everything they need, mm-hmm. So it's just like
phone numbers, email
very
addresses.
Easy for them. They don't have to go right. Look for anything, because
no,
otherwise
all in one
place. That's the way I sent it last time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I will see what I can find, and I'll get it to your house tomorrow night. I don't know what it'll be. I hope I can find it.
Okay.
What's your address?
I know another thing to include, apropos what I said earlier, is if we can give some indication of what district each of the people on this committee represents and sort of a general idea of where it is. And I know the last time we went through all this, I went and looked online and found the district. And I can, if I've got the names of the committee members, and I'm sure it's
that's probably
in some email somewhere.
Too.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's just going through and looking up their names and finding out which district they're from and looking at the district boundaries. And
I have a list of all the email addresses of all the senators from 2 years ago. Some of them are still.
Oh, that's something you can.
There's been redistricting and stuff that's gone on since then.
Later.
Yeah. Okay.
So, John,
is that it?
John, what's your address for the record?
My home address?
Yeah. Well, or do you want me to. No, your home is closer.
Just drop it by the house. 5025 112th Avenue Northeast.
Thank you.
And there's a trellis right by this.
Okay. We have one more item on the agenda. That's administrative report discussing calendars. And.
There are no items on December 17th, so unless you would like to meet to discuss this or something else, we could cancel our December meetings.
I would say that we should tentatively plan to cancel unless something comes up, including the possibility of discussions on this. But unless we do come up with something, then we'll plan to not be meeting in December. Okay?
Okay. Christmas party.
Well, we'd have to notice it, but if you'd like to, would you like to host a Christmas party? I think that's a great idea.
I'll
Bill.
Second that.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that Bill will
further
host a
discussion?
Christmas party.
None?
All
okay.
In favor, say aye.
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 Five,
opposed.
What is it? 112th Avenue North.
Oh.
All right. With that,
you'll bring the
meeting adjourned.
But we will be adjourning. Place to recreate.
Bill, you're coming out.
Cyber Monday, man.
Look at you. I have had it with your excuses.
Cyber Monday.
If you didn't do your cyber shopping before now, you got a lot.
And you'll still have
I refuse to cyber shop.
Really?
Yes, I'm a brick and mortar girl.
Right along.
I am all brick and mortar all the
way. You do not lie. I don't.
Where do we want to go?
Trust myself
Bill,
on
pick?
The internet yet.
What's your
I just like stores.
Talking to you, yeah.
Cactus.
Let's go.
Cactus it is. You gonna go, Bess?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think yeah. And then I'll go home and look for that stuff. There's only so many places it can be in.
Hey, whatever I give you, can you make copies of it so that I don't lose whatever it is I give you?
Oh, no, it's probably copyright protected. I couldn't copy.
John, all I have to do is find it.
Are you well enough to...
Of course.
Okay,
good. if you have a tradition, rookies always buy the first round.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, you're going to fit right in. Oh.
Yes,
yes. Oh, yeah, have a good one.